People know, and I've titled this video Warning, Warning, Warning. Now, I don't know if people know this, so I'm going to put it out there. And I've been saying this for the last 2 years. So when the shit hits the fan, right, logically speaking, and we go into civil unrest, because that's where they're pushing us, they're wanting civil unrest, do you honestly think that they're going to bring our own army out to put us in check? No, they're not, because they're getting affected as well. If you didn't know, I'm going to tell you straight now, yeah? And as many people need to know this as possible. Most of the hotels in the United Kingdom have got contracts with the government where they have hired the hotels off them for the foreseeable. And we're talking millions and millions of pounds worth of contracts. So, of course, the hotels have shut down. Why have they shut down? Why have they offered them these contracts? Because they are housing NATO soldiers. Let me just repeat that. The government has got contracts with most of the hotel chains throughout the United Kingdom, England, Ireland, Scotland and Wales, and the housing United Nations soldiers. And what nation soldiers? And what they're saying is they're immigrants. Now, I implore you to go have a look at your local hotel and see what is going on. You will notice that there is a lot of young men, not families, not immigrants, and they're saying that these people are immigrants, but these people are young men in the early 20s, mid-20s, late-20s, early-30s. These are United Nations soldiers that are ready for when we have civil unrest to be brought out onto the streets. You need to let as many people know this information and get people to go around and have a look for themselves. And you'll see with your own eyes, if you do apply a bit of due diligence, what is going on. These United Nations soldiers are there ready for civil unrest in this country. Again, our own soldiers are not going to go up against us. So they've brought in United Nations soldiers. So I've been saying this for a long time. Why are the hotels full of all these young men? Yeah, and I know somebody that was seeing one of them. Now he's over in Ireland and they're shipping him about all over the place. They're moving him about all over the place. And he even said to her, yeah, she said that he said to me, Jason, he said, you don't understand what's coming, you don't understand what's happening, you don't understand what we are here for. So he kind of alluded, but he's signed documentation, like all of them, so they're not allowed to talk about, under the National Security Secrecy Act, about why they are here. But I can assure you of this,